Well, this is not the first time an allegation like that has been made against Patrick Cole. In fact, at the time of the lead-up to the around the national elections in April, Patrick Cole was accused then for interfering in domestic politics, basically by giving his opinion a little too freely about who should be the next Prime Minister and who shouldn't. So for a diplomat, he already has been indiscreet, but it relates to the commission into the April riots, and I'm aware that he's not in favour of that, so I think that mere fact alone probably means that he's spoken too publicly for a diplomat about his opinions on that.
I understand that the Australian government has in fact expressed concerns about that commission, that two MPs may be being protected from negative effects of the government inquiry into the unrest earlier this year. What are your feelings about how transparent that whole the process of that inquiry is, and whether there could be room for interference from the Solomon Islands government to protect two people?
Well, it's the Solomon Islands Commission. So in a sense, it has nothing to do with the Australian government. It's a very complicated situation. The basic commission is a good idea because the riots that occurred on the 18th and 19th need investigating at several levels. One, to find out who were they spontaneous and who was behind them. And I think we all know that they weren't totally spontaneous. Therefore, that there was some sort of prior organisation of them, and two Honiara MPs, Dausabia and Ney, were arrested for their relationship to stirring up those riots. Now they're basically still in jail. The Prime Minister is beholden to Dausabia in some ways, because when he was last Prime Minister, this is his second term as Prime Minister, when he was last Prime Minister after the coup in 2000, it was Dausabia that basically brokered him getting the position, so that he does owe Dausabia some favours.
So would it be inappropriate if at this stage the Australian government's representative in the Solomons had been pressuring for one type of inquiry over another?
Yes, I think it would. I mean, diplomats just aren't supposed to do that sort of thing. And in a small... You're dealing with... Think about this. The country is 500,000 people. Honiara is 60,000 people. Everybody knows everybody else's business in Honiara. And if a diplomat has to keep his lips fairly well buttoned there, because things can spread around very quickly. Now, exactly, you know, the relationship of the two politicians to the riots, I think, is fairly clear to most people. That's the reason that they're in jail, although they haven't been convicted of that. But the commission is necessary, even though Australia says that it's not. One of the reasons, I mean, the Australian government and Downer, I've heard saying that they're trying to A, cover up about the two politicians, and B, put the blame onto Ramsay and the Ramsay police for mishandling the riots. I've got news for Ramsay and the Ramsay police. They did mishandle the riots, and I've said so publicly before.
So there's an element of the Australian government trying to cover its back.
It is as well. This is not a one-sided, you know, thing where the Australian government has, you know, been wronged. There's wrong on both sides. So for the Solomon Prime Minister to have done this, it's an extremely serious move to expel the High Commissioner of your best friend.
Previously, you've been quite critical about the role that the Australian peacekeepers have played in propping up a corrupt political elite. So what do you think Australia can do to actually enable the Solomon Islands to have further reforms to stop the propping up of a corrupt political elite without being seen to being interfering in internal affairs?
They have to allow the Solomon government to have control of its own sovereign affairs. The Ramsay mission in there is an assistance mission. It is not a government. The lesson for Australia within staying within the law, of course, is that the Australian government and Ramsay does not always listen. It has its own agenda. It's a different agenda from that of the Solomon government, and particularly of the Sogavare government. Take Sogavare seriously would be my request to the Australian government.